Good morning. Good morning. Y'all scared me because I come out of the back room and it was quiet in here. I wasn't ready for that. That's what worried me. Would you join me in prayer this morning? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the beautiful sunshine. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to stand inside a warm building and look at that beautiful sunshine and snow that's outside. We're thankful, Lord, for the freedom we have to come and worship you, Lord, and praise you and learn and grow. Lord, you are God, Savior, and King, and we love you and we thank you again. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord, for what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, everyone. Good morning and Happy New Year. This is the first Sunday of the year, I believe, so Happy New Year. Reminder, I know that Bonnie's going to do this again, but it doesn't hurt anything. We have classes in the morning that start at 8:45 in the back, and then there will be two classes after church. Are you guys still meeting today with? No, not meeting today. And Experiencing God isn't meeting today. So those classes are going to start next week and the following week. Yeah, they're one right after the other. So if you're interested in that, see me or Martha or Tammy, and we'll be able to help you with that. Prayer cards are in the chair in front of you. Pencils, hopefully, as well. You can fill those out, and the kids will be gathering those up for a little bit. Then we'll take those and lay them on the kneelers up here. And then they're taken and prayed over throughout the week. So just as a reminder for that, and to help all of you who are here visiting with us today, our guests. I feel like I'm forgetting something. They wanted me to start early this morning so you could have two sermons. I said it wouldn't be a good idea. So, praise team.
Please stand and sing with us. We're going to start out with an old classic, a little reimagined, The Solid Rock.
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Veils his lovely face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, when in all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen. Be seated.
Good morning, church. I feel like I'm eating it today. I'm going to step back. He's here for me, he says. All right, let's get started. Are you ready, Brock?
Something like that.
Okay. Let's see. So today we started our A Crucified Life by A.W. Tozer. We didn't really start. We did some scripture study and got a plan for the next weeks. Got the books, yes, with a plan, right? I missed the plan. I'll get the plan later. So 8:45 Sunday mornings back in the junior church room. All are welcome. If you don't have a book and would like one, please see Pastor Kenny. Join us. It's good. I learn better in a group setting where I can hear other people's perspectives. If that's you, that's the place to be. January 7th, Tuesday, prayer night here at the church, 6 p.m. On Friday nights at 6 p.m., we have our Romans Bible study. January 11th is our next ladies' breakfast. That's 9 a.m. here at the church. Bring a dish to pass and come to enjoy fellowship and prayer.
Even if you don't want to cook, please come.
We have so much food, yes. If breakfast food is not your thing. Yep, maybe you wake up like I do and life is hectic. Come anyways.
Just come. We have a guest speaker this Saturday.
Oh, a guest speaker this Saturday. I didn't know that part. All right. Starting next Sunday, January 12th, that is the Experiencing God right after service. It's a 12-week study. All right, Martha has the books. If you signed up and you don't have a book, see Martha after service. Again, all of our studies, if you missed the sign up, if you weren't sure if you wanted to sign up, you're always welcome to join at any time. Let's see. January 19th, that is not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, that's when the God's at War Bible study will start after the service.
I too have the books.
Tammy's got the books. If you signed up and need a book, see Tammy. There are extra books. If you weren't sure what that study's about and you want to know more, see Tammy. She's got the books. January 20th, that's a Monday. That is our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative here at the church. Many hands make light work, and it makes it more fun. So if you are available and would like to help, we could use the help. Way out there, April 5th, that's a Saturday. That is a women's conference in Indiana. That is the Extraordinary Women Mercy and Grace Tour. If you would like to go, is it Tammy? Are you the one on that?
Me or Rosie?
Oh, Lorene.
Lorene, sign-ups have ended.
Sign-up has ended. Okay.
Sales have ended.
Okay. But that was the pre-sale, right? You can't do...
Oh, I guess there might be.
Yeah. Yes. That. So we already had to do to get the early... savings or whatever, but if you're interested, see Lorene. We'll figure something out. And there is also another women's conference in June or July. The sign up for that or the information is on the board in the kitchen. Brock, did I forget any announcements other than my stuff? The snack list sign-up is still got some vacancies. If you are interested are willing to bring and provide snack, please sign up. It's also on the bulletin board in the kitchen. All right. It is time to check in. If you have not and you would like to, we would like you to, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group, your kiddos into their classrooms. If you're a parent, you will receive a code, a security code. That's how you get your kid out of class. We really stress that you come get your children out of class. We have started keeping them until you come get them. So please, when you're done with service, go to the nursery or preschool first, pick those kiddos up, and then come back to my classroom and get your kids. There's a secret password. It's your secret code. But now, what am I forgetting, Brock? Prayer cards. Do I have any lovely assistants today? You're it today?
Yeah, I guess we just found that out.
I was going to give it to Evan.
Well, I would, yeah. So today's prayer requests, I keep forgetting she's a little shorter than I am. Praying for Pat, she's having surgery on Tuesday on her shoulder. His shoulder? Jan? His or her? Her, Jan, her, friend Pat, yes. Youth group is returning today, so we need to keep them in our prayers for travel mercies. Martha's friend Larry has a bone marrow transplant on Tuesday. Oh, this is going to be good today. Prayer for Brittany as she has a concussion, and prayer for healing for Elena and friends from a virus. Oh, yes, there's a virus going around. Travel mercies for Bailey continued. Prayer for Candy for healing. And praise for the ladies who spend time with Candy. They don't spend it, they invest it. So praise the Lord for them. Pam's mother, Faye, is preparing to meet the Lord. So we want to keep her and her in prayer as well. That's Lorraine's friend. Well, Lorraine's mom's friend? Both.
I grew up with Pam and her mom.
Okay. So these will be up here on the altar in just a few minutes.
Give me a minute.
I'll never remember them. Let's pray. Father, we come before you and we give you thanks for the healing that we have seen take place. We're thankful, Lord, for Candy, and we pray, Lord, for her continued healing. We pray for Bailey as she travels, Lord, that you'd watch over that whole group that's down there in Costa Rica as they travel around, keep them safe. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you give us as your family, as your children. We lift to you, Lord, Brittany, for healing from concussion. We think of those who have a virus, Lord, this virus that's going around. We pray for healing there as well. We lift Larry to you as he goes through this bone marrow transplant on Tuesday. We pray for healing, Lord. We pray that you would guide the doctor's hands. Bless them, Lord, and bless him with that healing he needs. We think of Pat, Lord, who's going for surgery on Tuesday for her shoulder. We lift her to you, Lord. And again, we ask you guide the surgeons and the doctor's hands, that you bring the healing that is needed there. And Lord, we think of the youth group, as they are coming back today, Lord, we're so grateful for you, or to you, Lord, for the youth group that we do have. We ask, Lord, you watch over each one of them as they come back. We lift to you, which is not under prayer requests, but we lift to you, Jamie, Lord, who is going through this virus, whatever is going around as well. We ask, Lord, you bring healing to her and that you bring her back to us soon. Watch over her family, Lord, and bless them. Keep that virus away from them, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. We think of Pam's mom, Lord, Faye. Bless her, Lord, with the healing she needs. Surround the family, Lord. Bless them with the strength that they need as they go through this, because I know, Lord, it's hard. So we pray for strength. We pray for healing. We pray for comfort. And, Lord, there are many unspokens, I'm sure. So, Lord, right now, Lord, we lift those unspoken requests to you. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our every request, that you are right there in the midst of all of our turmoils and troubles and situations and circumstances. Thank you, Lord, for the healing that takes place. Thank you, Lord, for helping us and strengthening us each and every day. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, please stand with us and continue to worship our God. Sing about a glorious day.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You call my name, and I ran out of that grave. You call the darkness into your glorious day. Your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old man knew, Jesus, when I met you, you called my name. Out of the darkness into your glorious day, you call my name. My sin was heavy, the chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. 'Cause when you call my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all have gone before us, and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all power and positions, your name that stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. And if you've been forgiven, sing the song forever to the Lamb. And if you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, then sing the song forever to the Lamb. We'll sing the song forever and amen, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy, you will always be, holy, holy forever. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be,
Jan Sorensen to come up here. And I'm going to ask if Dean would also come up. Jan Sorensen, please come to the office. Yes. Dean? I've got this. You can have that.
Okay. This guy loves me. He was staying there even when he heard me sing.
Brave man.
So with the first Sunday of the year, we want to recognize Dean and Jan's, I'll say, departure from the governance board. I think Dean's probably been on it probably since the very beginning. And Jan, you certainly, maybe you weren't on the board all that time, but you certainly have served, both of you have served faithfully.
Yes.
You have served when times were good and when they weren't good, and you were faithful. And we just want to thank you and recognize you for that. We will miss you, but we understand moving on. So
thank you for your service.
And so, Jan, Dean already got his mug earlier, but you get your mug now. You've earned it.
Thank you.
So, again, I just want to thank you and recognize you for their service. So, maybe just stay up here quickly. So, and the two new board members don't know we're going to do this, but we need them to come forward. So, Martha and David Beeman. And we want to, again, they, as of January 1st, are our new governing board members. And we want to pray over them and anoint them. Amen. So as you feel led, feel free to come forward and join us in prayer over them as they join the board.
Yeah. This is the one chance you'll get to lay hands on David and feel safe. Let's go to the Lord. Gracious and most holy God, we love you and praise you for your many, many blessings. And Lord, we are a blessed people. We are a blessed congregation, Lord. You have given us leaders that have been outstanding, Lord, that have led us as a church for many years. And Lord, we come before you lifting two new leaders, David, who we anoint in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and Martha, who we also anoint in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you would give them wisdom and discernment, that, Lord, you would help them to learn to love us on the board, Lord, that they would give their input, that they would be open, that they would share with us, Lord, their perspective on things, and that, Lord, you would use them right here, Lord, where you place them. Lord, we thank you for them and their willingness to come forward. We praise you, Lord, for who you are again. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.
And thank you.
Thank you. Ready for the kids now?
No, I got to get the stewardship.
Oh, okay.
But you can just stay here. I need... I forgot to get ushers. Can I have a couple volunteers to ush, please? Mark's coming. Nathan, come on. Great. Thank you. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for all that you give us, Lord. We just give back a small portion in worship of you, Lord, knowing, Lord, that we can trust you to continue to supply us. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we give back to you just a small portion, Lord, of what you have given us. And we give you praise and ask your blessings upon the offering and those who are offering it up. In Jesus' name, amen.
are you guys?
So I want to, here's a verse. I want to share with you from Psalms 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. What I thought we might do today is give you guys an opportunity to share something that you're thankful for. Okay? So I'm going to start. I am thankful that my mom continues to get better after her two strokes. I'm thankful for that. Who's ready to share something that they're thankful for? Brody, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my toys.
For your toys. We are thankful for you, Brody. Bailey, how about you?
My family.
Your family. How about you? What are you thankful for?
My family.
Church family.
Amen. Yeah, we are. You want to come share? Come over here so we can hear you.
My Christmas presents because my mom has no more money.
You know what? So, Miss Scarlett, this church feels very thankful that they were able to, like, be a part of those presents for you because we love you. Yay. Anybody else want to share? Sawyer, you want to come share what you're thankful for?
My mom.
Aw. Where is? Oh, she's right there. She's right there. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Okay. Aw. See, isn't that so sweet? So anyway, thank you for sharing. And God wants to hear the things that we are thankful for. So I'm going to end in prayer, and then you can go to your class. Dear God, we are so thankful for who you are. You are the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. You are our counselor. You are our source of hope when we are in need, dear God. We thank you for these children, dear God. They are a blessing to us, dear God. Help us to take that very seriously, that we can nurture them in the way that you would have them grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You're not getting out of the sermon. As you go about your week, remember, God loves you, God is with you, God is for you, and you are a witness of His love and mercy and grace. You are a witness of His justice because the price was paid. The life was given, the blood was shed for you, for all of mankind. Walk this world believing. I would remind those of you who are our guests today that there is a lot of food and snacks after every service, and there's stuff out there to drink, and I'm sure Jan will make another pot of coffee if it's needed, so we can look forward to that, and I invite you to stay for that. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Father, we thank you and praise you. You are God, and you are Savior, and you are King, and you are our Redeemer, and Lord, we love you, for you have given your life for ours. You have paid the price. We are made holy, Lord, because you are holy. Sanctify us, Lord, in your truth. Your word is truth. Help us, Lord, to be the people you've called us to be through your enabling and empowering spirit. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the time of fellowship and for the food. We thank you, Lord, for this day.